Bjorn Baker engineered this terrific upset result by having Semedel prime for yesterday. He's on the line. Bjorn, good morning. Congratulations. That horse was rock hard fit. It was like you thought, this is our grand final. We'll go out and win it.
Good morning, guys. No, it was a great result, and it worked out really, really well. It's going to be a little bit hard to place from here, and it was our grand final, really.
Yeah. And so we underestimate you. You know, you come on here, you want to have a laugh, and you want to, you know, throw off and all this sort of thing, and all you want to do is talk about the All Blacks some weeks, but how far out do you hatch this plan? What are the things that go into producing a result like you got yesterday, Bjorn?
I can't hear you too well, Jimmy. I've got a bit of a bad line, but I guess you look at the races and you have a bit of a think about it. You think we might be able to get an advantage in maybe 3 or 4 weeks for this guy. Sometimes it can be done on the morning of acceptances, but we sort of had a bit of a plan, and I thought he might be better suited at the 1,400 rather than the 1,200 of the show count anyway. They might have gone a bit too quick for him.
That barrier trial earlier this month, I know everything is easy in hindsight, Bjorn, I didn't take as much notice of it as I should have, but in hindsight, you gave him a really serious hit out that day at Rosehill. He won by over 6 lengths. I think that day, were you thinking, we got this horse rocking and rolling here for a race like the Winx Stakes?
Yeah, it was in the back of our mind at that stage, but I thought he went really well, and he had a bit of residual fitness from last time too. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jimmy won for you. He won our Great Nations Capital Cup the last time in the Canberra Cup, and maybe he had a bit of residual fitness, and he's a fast horse. He won first up over 1,100 with blinkers on, and that's what I thought could be our advantage.
So speed's out of the race and you're a leader, and then you say to Timmy Clark, all right, well, this is the plan. And you know, there's some real quality in the horses that you're up against in that Group 1. So Timmy's executed to perfection, Bjorn.
Yeah, he did. And no, he's going really well at the moment. Timmy's he's great to deal with and a pleasure to do business with. Him and his agent, very, very easy to organise rides, and I enjoy him riding for me.
Bjorn, at what point did you start to think, hang on, we're a chance of winning this race? Yeah.
No, I probably went in the early craze.
Yeah,
I thought on the corner, I thought he was going well.
Yeah.
And it was maybe sort of 250 to go. I thought we were right there, but I'd probably let go at about the 150 and I should have waited till the 50. So
he got there.
He had me holding him back, but no, it was great to watch.
And just quickly, Bjorn, Let It Pour, again, another stakes placing. I think she's almost the nation's best maiden at the moment, but Libertini's a star, but your filly Let It Pour ran well again to finish third.
Yeah, she was super. I thought she was really good, just beaten for second, and she's well-bred herself, and she's not the finished product. Even when you look at her yesterday, she's still, as I say, all arms and legs, and she's got to fill into her frame. So we've got to have a bit of a think in the next day or two, sort of where we go and what we do. She is a Magic Millions filly. Whether we just take her back and try and win a maiden and go for the Magic Millions, or whether we sort of continue on the flight stakes path. So a couple of things to think about with her, but I think she's still 6 months or a year away even from getting good to be. So I think going forward, she's a lovely filly. She's got a great attitude, and I'd like to think in time she can be winning Group 1 winning group races anyway.
Yeah, promising filly. Yeah.
Three runners at Nowra today. You got one for the listeners?
Oh, well, I've got a very important horse in today, Twilight Sun. So I think he'll go pretty well.
Twilight Sun. All right. That is race one, number eight. Race one, number eight, Twilight Sun. Current quote, very short, 2:25. Good on you, Bjorn. Great effort yesterday. Really astute from the stable. Congratulations on it.
Thanks, guys.